What is your understanding of hospice?
Es un servicio ofrecido por el hospital para ayudar a los pacientes con cáncer.
Let me explain to you what our hospice program will do. Our team will come to your home 3 days a week to help you with simple hygiene and some other things that you might need help with, like getting oxygen. Our team is made up of a nurse, a social worker, a chaplain, and a home health aide.
Sí, esto es muy importante.
The nurse will be assigned to your case. She will set up a schedule with you, and if you have any symptoms which indicate that she will need to come more often, we will give you a number to contact a registered nurse at any time during the day or week.
¿La enfermera hablará español?
Do you live with anyone? Your wife? Does your wife speak English?
Un poquito, pero mis hijos lo hablan.
How old are your kids?
16 y 14.
I see. I'm not sure if the nurse will speak Spanish, but we will make sure that when someone from the care team comes over, that we will be able to communicate. Do you have any questions?
Me gustaría saber más acerca de mi tratamiento.
Specifically the surgery, I believe a specialist is scheduled to come by to see you today.
Estoy muy preocupado por la cirugía. Sé acerca de esta situación.
I have some information for you, a packet, and I will go over some of the contents with you. First, you're electing to do hospice. Our intent is to provide comfortable living aimed at relieving your symptoms and controlling your pain, and not to treat or cure your disease. Hospice is an elective program that you can cancel at any time. If you get better or your cancer goes into remission, you can be taken out of the hospice program and go into an active cancer treatment. You can go back to hospice care at a later time if needed. If you needed to come to the hospital, you would notify us first. You would not call 911. You would call us and we'd make all the arrangements to bring you to the hospital. Another requirement is that you would need to designate a primary caregiver. I assume at this point that this would be your wife. Would your wife be your primary caregiver?
Sí.
Okay, so these are the main points. That you have the right to stop service at any time and that we have the right to discontinue service if we feel there is a safety issue at home. Have you ever done a power of attorney or living will?
No lo sé, no sé lo que es eso.
The durable power of attorney allows you to choose someone to make healthcare decisions for you in the future if you are not able to make these decisions for yourself. Decisions include the right to consent to or withdraw any type of personal care or medical treatment for any physical or mental condition. The person you designate can also admit you to or discharge you from a hospital. The living will is a document that instructs a doctor whether we want life-saving measures to be used in the event that you are not capable of telling the doctor yourself. We strongly recommend that you complete both of these documents soon. Who is your primary care provider?
Dr. Mulcahy.
Okay, that is it for now. I am going to ask you to sign this form here. This line here is to indicate your primary caregiver, so please put your wife's name here. This line is to authorize the release of benefits. My understanding is that you do not have insurance. Am I correct?
Sí.
Okay, we'll take you as a no pay. On this form, fill your name in here. Now please sign and date here.
¿Cuál es la fecha de hoy?
May 3rd. Will your wife be here later today?
Sí, entre las 6 y 7 de la noche.
Do you have any pain now? Where do you mostly have pain?
Aquí, en mi abdomen.
Is it a sharp pain or a dull pain?
Viene y va. Se siente agudo por un largo tiempo y después se quita.
Do you have any coughing, shortness of breath?
Sí, tengo que ser muy cuidadoso cuando como debido a la tos.
How is your appetite?
Es muy bueno. Todavía no me han alimentado y me muero de hambre.
Probably because they will do some tests on you a little later. Have you been moving your bowels?
Sí.
When was the last time?
Hoy a las 12 p.m.
Aside from the coughing and the pain across your abdomen, is there anything else? Can we do anything to make you more comfortable?
Estoy teniendo problemas con mis oídos. Cuando hablo, me escucho a mí mismo muy fuerte.
Okay, I want you to mention that to the doctor when he comes by to see you later. Okay, that's it for now. I will see you before you go home today or tomorrow. Is there someone at home during the day? We'll be sending over the oxygen before you leave the hospital and want to make sure someone will be there around 6 p.m.
Para entonces, mi esposa estará en casa.
Okay, good. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, gracias.